You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of stories that popped up and grabbed our attention. We wanted to share them. In a way, they might be semi-related. I don't know. But one of them has to do with a story about listening to music while you're driving along. And they went out and they did a survey. And they found that 80% of people under the age of 30 say it would be, and this is the word they used, impossible for them to drive without having music playing.
They couldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
They got to get in and crank up the tunes.
Yeah, 2/3 say they need fast-paced music.
Fast-paced music.
And Jeremy and I are aware of that. I mean, quite honestly, we'll pull the curtain back a little bit here and let you see behind the scenes. A lot of different music, you know, is, you know, popular and scheduled to be played on the radio station. And there are times that, you know, a slower song is a big, big hit and everyone loves it. It's mm-hmm. a big, you know, hit ballad. But there will be times that Jer and I just look at each other and we're like, no, not in the morning. Let's get something up tempo.
Let's so fire you up. Yeah, let's get excited.
Then we get hate mail, you know, from the management saying, you're not supposed to be, you're supposed to be playing this ballad.
Sorry, Adele.
Anyway, but 80% of people say it's impossible to drive without listening to music. Now, I do know that my stepdaughter, who's right on the verge of turning 19, she's just a couple of months away from turning 19, she's one of those. She's under 30, and I have yet to see her in that car where she doesn't have her music blaring.
I mean, she can't drive.
It's not safe?
I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like the old guy here. Part of the problem is I was taught to drive from my dad, who was the fire chief, mm-hmm. who would always reel off every circumstance known to man that was every horrible situation that could happen in the car, you know. He saw a lot of bad things. And his thing was always you keep your music turned down or, you know, at a reasonable level because you do need to hear if emergency vehicles are coming. You know, and you're do-do-do-do-do, and you're not paying attention. You're more jamming to the music, and you gotta be aware of your surroundings when you're driving a couple tons down the road.
Here's the thing.
Young children.
Deep down inside, I know your father is right.
He's right.
I know he's right.
So right.
But when I hear that song by Imperial Drag, come on.
You turned it up, huh?
It goes to 11.
Wow.
Every time, and that's... Because I'm trying to think back. I mean, sure, yeah, when I was in high school, I remember we didn't. There was not a time with teenagers in the car that the music wasn't going, all right? And so even into your 20s, I think we kind of keep that. Now, as I get older, majority of time I'm listening to podcasts or something because I want to hear, like what we're doing on this show, it's, you know, to a certain extent, it's intellectually stimulating. In other words, at least it's conversation with human beings. And so it's stuff that makes you think.
Yeah.
And I have to have that. So I listen to music maybe 10% of the time I'm in the car. The rest of the time I'm listening to conversation, radio or podcast.
Funny? I have morphed in that same way. I rarely listen to music anymore because I feel like I feel guilty listening to music. Because there are so many opportunities to learn things now that if I am on a jog or something, you'd think I'd have the workout mix going, you know, getting pumped. No, I've got, you know, Lewis Howes on or something like that, learning about mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan, even. I mean, mm-hmm. he's got a few guests on there that you learn something from. But yeah, it's like I'm taking this opportunity. I'm taking an hour for myself. I might as well make it beneficial in two ways. I'm working my mind and my body, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel guilty when I listen to music. That's sad. Isn't that weird?
I've never heard it put that way before.
I feel guilty doing it. Like I could be doing so much more with myself right now. I don't know.
Well, that's why we like to feel like on this morning show, we provide a nice mix for you. We provide Denver's best mix of music and a little conversation so that you can learn a little something, give you a mind bender to tickle your brain a bit. You get it all
sure do,
encapsulated
buddy.
Right
sure
here
do.
In the number one morning show in the mile high city.
Suck it.
Da-da-da.
Can I tell you?
As we like to say.
Ratings are in. Ta-da. Can I tell you what I had to go purchase for my car that I'm just going to roll with the old man train right now?
Please. It fits you well. You're about to turn 50.
I know.
So.
I saw a buddy the other day. He's like, oh, you're turning gray. I'm like, shut up, dude.
Turning?
I hadn't seen him in a while. This total first world problem. My pickup, America's pickup, I bought it with leather seats, but like a big dumb idiot, I didn't get heated seats with it.
Okay.
So as you would expect on these cold, cold Colorado days, when you go out to your car and get in, you will freeze yourself on the seats. Just freeze yourself. I was wandering through Walmart the other day, and they have these seat things. It looks like a car seat, but it only like goes on half of your car.
Do you plug it into something?
You plug it into your cigarette lighter, Dom, okay, and it heats up. So essentially, I have a giant heating pad on my seat that I now plug into the cigarette lighter every morning as I drive in, so my buns are toasty.
I can't mock that. You know, I can't mock it because that's something that I would want.
It's just one of those things that I'm thankful that I'm married and that I'm not out in the dating world where I'd have to go pick somebody up.
Hold on, let me get the heating pad going.
Let me plug in my heated seat into my my cigarette lighter.
I'm sure you want a toasty bum as we're going to
I'm
dinner.
Like, how old man and just kind of trashy can you get?
That's pretty funny.
Isn't that sad? But hey, you know what? It's one of those things, like, I'm to the point where I don't care. Whatever.
Right. I just want to go back a couple of steps. I can't believe that you, of all people, neglected heated seats.
I know, it was a stupid
move. You spent like what, $70,000 on that truck, and you didn't get heated seats?
It was a stupid move. And I think it was one of those things, after I bought it, I noticed then it didn't have it. I was like, oh, must have been a California truck or something. Oh, there's no heated seats. What did I do? It is sitting like you're sitting on an igloo in the winter in this truck, so it's bad. Not anymore though, buddy. Not anymore. Grandpa Jeremy's got his heated pad now on his seat.
In the summer, are you going to put some of those ice packs in the freezer? You know, those gel packs?
Slide them into it.
Pull them out and put them into your drawers.
Oh, I'm sad.